This podcast is brought to you by the Diamond Alternative Earrings from Lindenwold Fine Jewelers. Get a stunning 1-carat diamond alternative pair for only $79 from Eden Pure's sister company, Lindenwold Fine Jewelers. This offer is only good for this week. Go to DiamondXL.com and save $120 with code word Howie Diamond. Shipping is free.
Strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
In order to make America great and glorious again, I am tonight announcing my candidacy for President of the United States.
I feel like I got a B-12 shot. I'm back, baby! I'm back!
And we will make America great again.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
His biceps are big as my calves. Look at this. I don't care who he is. He's got some real biceps. We call them guns.
I have very little time to get to the gym, so I have to sculpt my guns at the office.
Oh, stop calling your arms guns.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
Associated Press reporting Russian missiles have crossed into Poland.
It's all coming back, you understand? I don't like it.
World War III! People just need to chill out a little bit on some of this stuff. I mean, seriously.
Everybody be cool. You be cool.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. 617 says embattled, usually a moniker attached just before the grand jury is impaneled. I would say embattled is a word that's used when the target letter from the grand jury is in the mail. Embattled means you're going to go down, that you're probably not going to be in office or in the position of CEO or CFO or COO of the company by the end of the week. Yeah, that's what I think. Sam Bankman-Fried, he's definitely embattled. Because I don't think he's going to prison. He's a beautiful person. Because he's just not beautiful. But his parents are law professors at Stanford University, and he gave $5 million to Dementia Joe. How can you put that? He's good people. He's good people. His girlfriend, her father is a professor at MIT, and she went to Stanford. And boy, she looks like she fell out of an ugly tree. So she's got to be good people, too. 844-500-4242. Time now for the Chump Line.
The counting of the midterm elections reminds me of last week's seafood buffet. Totally fishy, and it stinks to high heavens.
The fish rots from the head, as a famous Democrat, Mike Dukakis, once said. It does. The longer it goes on, the more likely it is that the Democrat is going to win, and the less likely it is that it's on the level.
I think my tax refund check might have gotten lost in the mail, just like all those Republican ballots.
All those military ballots. You know, it used to be that was the firewall. Emma Foley wrote a column about it today, the Arizona election. Katie Hobbs. You know, she won the Secretary of State's job by 20,000 votes in late ballots coming in 4 years ago. Now she's been elected governor by 20,000 votes with late ballots coming in. And these late ballots, they all used to be military ballots. The Republicans wouldn't concede. They'd say, wait, the military ballots are coming in from overseas. They could swing the election. When was the last time mail-in ballots swung an election for a Republican? It's been a long time, hasn't it? Today's Chump Line is brought to you by Rizzo Insurance. When was the last time you had someone audit your insurance to see if you're getting the most coverage for your money? contact Dan or Paul Rizzo at RizzoInsurance.com. They have helped me and my staff, and they can help you save money too. Get the Rizzo Insurance audit at no charge, no obligation. RizzoInsurance.com.
Howie, you do not wake up dead. When you're dead, you do not wake up at all.
It's a figure of speech, for goodness sake. Come on! It means you're not coming down for breakfast. Would you prefer me to say that?
Howie, so Dementia Joe wants to give $20 billion to Colombia for a few windmills? Maybe what they could do with that excess money is get it back to FTX, and then it can go to the Democrats who are running in 2024.
Now, who are they going to get to launder the money that they give to Ukraine, and then they give it to FTX? But now FTX is out of business, so they're going to have to find a new place for the Ukrainians to give money to an American corporation that they can then funnel it to the Democrats. Like they apparently, well, all we know is that after the money started going to Ukraine, it went to FTX. And then the Democrats just got 40. Now they're saying it could be up to $50 million for the midterms. Isn't it convenient? But I'm sure everything is totally on the level.
In a recent poll showing favorability among presidential candidates, Michael Pence received 7%. Only thing is, that 7% was mail-in votes.
You know, no good deed goes unpunished. When Trump picked him up off the waiver wire in 2016, he was running behind his Democrat opponent. He was the governor of Indiana, a very Republican state, and he was behind. Trump saved his career, and this is the thanks he gets. Et tu, Michael.
Looks like Sam Bankman-Fried has a get-out-of-jail-free card. Well, he paid $40 million for it, but still.
You know, the great thing is, though, when it's stolen money, does it really matter? Do you really care if you spend $40 million if you just took it from somebody? By the way, the lawsuits have already started being filed. There's a guy down here in Florida named Moskowitz. He's already sued one cryptocurrency company that went belly up. Do you know who else is suing filed the first lawsuit? And it's not just against SBF and all those people. It's also against Tom Brady, Shaq, a bunch of different people. Trevor Lawrence is one. Steph Curry from the Warriors. Yeah, they filed it. But the other guy who's filing it with this guy Moskowitz, David Boies, you know who he is, right? He's the guy, he was Al Gore's lawyer down here in Florida when they were trying to steal the 2000 election.
I just found it interesting that you all said Biden is being a papa, a coppa. Biden is being a cryptologist.
Happy, if we don't talk to you again, Joe, happy birthday. The big 8-0. It's coming up on Sunday. You know, they say, some people say 80 is the new 60. In your case, 80 is the new 195.
Question. Now that the midterms are over, can the Dobbs leaker come out now?
We will find out who the Dobbs leaker was, the Supreme Court, on the Supreme Court decision overturning Roe v. Wade. We'll find out that information about the same time we get the body cam from the San Francisco police video on Paul Pelosi letting them into the mansion in his underwear.
Fauci announced that as of last evening, COVID variant TDS is making a harrowing resurgence out of Mar-a-Lago, Florida. Eye shields, earplugs, and media blackouts to follow.
$75 for a shot. That's what they're paying in Massachusetts. Who would get such a shot? Obviously, some people are getting the shot.
The New York Times said Trump gave a rambling speech, as if this rag is in any position to preach. After their delusion about Russian collusion, trying to remain credible is a real reach.
Oh, I like that one. Collusion delusion is a very excellent rhyme. Good job, Limerick guy.
I heard a rumor that Hunter Biden wants to put on a uniform and go over and fight in the Ukraine for all that they've done for him and his family.
That'll be the day. Do they do drug tests in the Ukrainian military? Even for the man bun brigade, I'll bet they do drug tests. And I'm telling you, he can't pass it. I know he's been sober for a while. Right.
Lovey, I can't believe that Tom Bradley got engulfed in this FTX scandal. Because of his misinformed investment, he and his wife are no longer in the Hines bracket, which means I won't be Giselle's gigolo. Their loss.
You know, it's interesting because the speculation is people are just wondering, did all these people like Brady and Steph Curry and Shaq O'Neal, Trevor Lawrence, all these people, did they actually put cash into the thing, or did they just get some of this funny money, these tokens that quote unquote didn't exist, that don't exist? And everybody's saying, oh no, we just got something. We didn't put any cash in. But other people say they're just saying that now because they don't want to appear to be even bigger suckers than they already are. Because it's no fun to lose tens of millions of dollars, even if it was just funny money, and then get sued on top of it. Can't say I feel sorry for any of them.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
978 says, HB Inc. will gladly help move money for Ukraine. How about instead of, now that TFX is kind of belly up, or FTX, whatever it is, how about we just have Big Guy Inc.? It can become the new cryptocurrency firm, Big Guy Inc. And the Ukraine can, they're getting $37 billion, they can kick back $3.7 billion. That would be 10% for Big Guy Inc., right? All right, that's it for the Chump Line today. The Chump Line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message at any time between the hours of 1 and 4 p.m. Eastern Time every weekday. The Chump Line number, if you wish to leave such a message, 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the Chump Line and leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. If you didn't hear your message, or you'd just like to hear a second Chump Line, we do have one of those. It's called Chop Chumps. That's where we put the messages we didn't have room or time for just now. Chopped Chumps is posted around 7 p.m. every weeknight. You can get Chopped Chumps, the second Chump Line of the day, wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcasts. Today's Chump Line is brought to you by Rizzo Insurance. When was the last time you had someone audit your insurance to see if you're getting the most coverage for your money? Contact Dan or Paul Rizzo at rizzoinsurance.com. They've helped me and my staff, and they can help you save money too. Get the Rizzo Insurance audit at no charge, no obligation. rizzoinsurance.com.
The New York Times said Trump gave a rambling speech. As if this rag is in any position to preach. After their delusion about Russian collusion, trying to remain credible is a real reach.
It certainly is. And that goes for the Washington Post, too, with their phony baloney headlines about the speech last night at Mar-a-Lago. There's nothing worse than the mail than the mall in the months leading up to the holidays. 12 children screaming, 11 minutes to find parking, 10 Karens Karening. The list goes on. Right now, though, you can shop early, skip the stress, and snag some of the best deals of the season on something everyone will love, premium audio products from Raycon. Raycon's wireless earbuds, headphones, and speakers offer premium sound, useful features, an almost custom comfortable fit, and up to 54 hours of battery life. And they start at half the price of other premium audio brands. Plus, Raycon makes gifting easy with holiday gift guides for everyone in your life. Everyone from 8 to 80 can use these Raycon wireless earbuds. They're the perfect gift. Or you can knock out your shopping list all at once and get 30% off by shopping Raycon's holiday bundles. Everyone needs a pair of Raycons in their ears, whether it's for listening to music, taking work calls, or just for your morning walk. I'm into Bob Dylan this week, the early Bob Dylans. Today I was listening to the Basement Tapes, those bootleg tapes that he made with the band in Woodstock, New York after his accident. So many great songs. Million Dollar Band, Down in the Flood, You Ain't Going Nowhere, Don't You Tell Henry, Odds and Ends. They're just fantastic songs. I haven't listened to it in years, but I just realized how good the band was with Bob Dylan. And you get the Raycons in there, you're going to be listening to all your old favorites.
Can you understand him any better when you've got the earphones right in your ear?
I've listened to the Basement Tape so many times. I know I can sing along with it. And you know what, Taylor? I do sing along with it. And it's no problem, because I'm not bothering anybody.
You're probably better.
I'm telling you, you got your own Basement Tapes or Blonde on Blonde or Highway 61, and you'll just love it even more once you get your Raycons plugged in and you start listening to them every day. You can find Raycon in stores now, like Kohl's or Walmart, but let me tell you right now, you're always going to get the best deal when you use my special link, buyraycon.com/Howie, buyraycon.com/Howie. The Raycon website also offers buy now, pay later options. Right now, go to buyraycon.com/Howie and use code EARLYBF to get 20% off site-wide. Or save even bigger and get 30% off Raycon's exclusive holiday bundles. That's code EARLYBF at buyraycon.com/Howie for 20% off your Raycon purchases. buyraycon.com/Howie. And you can have your own million-dollar bash. I'm Howie Carr.
It's his show, and he knows how to use it.
You turn on my phone. You ask for me if you would. I am paying for this microphone, Mr.
Howie Carr returns after this.
What we're dealing with here is a complete lack of respect for the law.
Howie Carr is back.
Today's poll question is brought to you by Monetary Gold. The red wave not happening was not what the stock market was expecting. The pre-election rally in equities may be coming to an end. The recession is looming. Cryptocurrency meltdown. All of these are more reasons why you need to protect your assets. You need Monetary Gold's free wealth protection guide. Order yours today at monetarygold.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Would you take another COVID shot for a $75 gift card?
No. I'm not going to say I'd wake up dead again, because I've been chastised, scolded on the chump line. But I'm just saying I want to continue coming down for breakfast. So
I always thought that was a fairly accepted oxymoron.
I thought so too.
Wake up.
I did too.
It's humorous. It's funny.
Yeah.
Anyway, 89% say no, they would not get a shot for $75.
It's amazing. As the day goes on, more and more people are willing to...
Where people are getting home and looking at their 401ks.
Seeing their heating bills from the fuel company or Central Maine Power, as I was mentioning earlier in the day, or Eversource, wherever you are. 844-500-4242. I want to talk a little bit about this situation with FTX. It's getting juicier and juicier. I didn't get burned. You probably didn't get burned, unless you were in some mega hedge fund. But, a couple of people have made a very good point, I think. One of them was Ben Shapiro. And he said, why couldn't anyone spot this guy as a scam artist? I mean, this guy had grifter, flim-flam man written all over him. But nobody makes value judgments anymore. It's just amazing what they get away with. And we're going to get into that when we come back. We'll take your calls on FTX. And by the way, you know Mitch McConnell? Everybody hates Mitch McConnell. guess what? His Senate fund got $2.5 million. They were one of the very few Republicans. Mitch McConnell and Susan Collins, one of the very few. He got $2.5 million from the, looks like it's the general counsel for the company. I'm Howie Carr. There's nothing worse than the mall in the months leading up to the holidays. 12 children screaming, 11 minutes to find parking, 10 Karens Karening. The list goes on. Right now, you can shop early, skip the stress, and snag some of the best deals of the season on something everyone will love. Premium audio products from Raycon. Raycon's wireless earbuds, headphones, and speakers offer premium sound, useful features, an almost custom comfortable fit, and up to 54 hours of battery life. And they start at half the price of other premium audio brands. Plus, Raycon makes gifting easy with holiday gift guides for everyone in your life. Right now, go to buyraycon.com/Howie and use code EARLYBF to get 20% off, or save even bigger and get 30% off Raycon's exclusive holiday bundles. That's code EARLYBF at buyraycon.com/Howie for 20% off your Raycon purchase. buyraycon.com/Howie.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. And this is from this is just FEC files, schedule A, itemized receipts. Ryan D. Salami, $2.5 million to McConnell's PAC, his political action committee. And again, people say, I thought you could only give $2,700. That's individual, you know, to the actual candidate. These PACs are basically unregulated, and that's the way Mitch McConnell and Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi and Kevin McCarthy like it, because they can just get as much money as they can. And there are these occasional embarrassments, like a $40 billion Ponzi scheme going down the tubes. But a lot more money went to the Democrats. $5 million to Biden in 2020. And Bankman-Fried, said he was going to give $1 billion in 2024. But this was a post from the American Conservative about the lost art of spotting sociopaths. And he says it makes you wish there were still novelists toiling in the 19th century tradition of realism. It was the sort of saga that calls out for a Thackeray or a Balzac. Yeah, I know. I mean, when you heard effective altruism, that they're involved in effective altruism. I mean, again, as I've told you, you hear someone talking about effective altruism, you better run to Honest Howie's Carbon Credits, because we're totally, totally on the level. Yeah. In this case, you have to wonder why more clients didn't wonder if something foul was afoot. Just judging by SBF's persona, the veganism, the polyamorphy. He's living with a bunch of people, including the woman who's Ellison, Caroline Ellison. She's from Brookline or Cambridge, somewhere. Her father's a professor at MIT. The ostentatiously cheap Corolla, the messy hair and the disheveled clothes. You know how messy the hair was? Cory Booker, who represents Mr. Garcia in the United States Senate, he said, I'm just so jealous. You have a better afro than I ever did. Probably, well, I won't even get into what he really meant to say to SBF. The millions of dollars donated to the pro-crypto side in intra-Democrat political contests, the commitment to philosophical consequentialism and utilitarianism, the sleeping on beanbags at the office, the shared therapist at the FTX office, the friendship with Bill Clinton. Don't forget the friendship with Tony Blair, who was kind of a cut-rate Bill Clinton. The only thing is, Bill Clinton didn't change his accents, unlike Tony Blair. So you could say Tony Blair may have been even a bigger phony than Bill Clinton in his own way, in his own UK way. Any one of these things might have been overlooked, but in their totality, they screamed, obvious sociopath. I would have to agree with that. Obvious sociopath. And so about this loss, the first lawsuit has been filed. Oklahoma resident Edwin Garrison filed a complaint on Tuesday in federal court in Florida, in this district, actually. In the complaint, Garrison notes that the class action lawsuit could involve thousands, quote, if not millions, unquote, of consumers nationwide who were enrolled in yield-bearing cryptocurrency accounts with FTX, which Garrison contends constitute unregistered securities. In addition to Bankman-Fried, the defendant is also targeting Tom Brady, Gisele Bündchen, Steph Curry, Bündchen. So the D is silent.
No, you're saying Bündchen like a munchkin. It's okay. Bündchen.
Bündchen. Yes. Bündchen.
No.
Bündchen.
Just Bündchen, like a
Mrs. Brady.
Like a
the
luncheon.
Former Mrs. Brady. Just think, oh, how about that?
Luncheon with a B.
Bündchen. Steph Curry, the Golden State Warriors as an entity, apparently, Shaq O'Neal, Udonis Haslam. He used to play for the Heat. Is he still in the league or not? I don't know. David Ortiz. Oh, he's familiar. Trevor Lawrence, the quarterback for the Jags. Larry David and Kevin O'Leary from Shark Tank fame. This is what Adam Moskowitz, the attorney who filed the suit, said in a statement. FTX were geniuses at public relations and marketing and knew that such a massive Ponzi scheme, larger than the Madoff scheme, could only be successful with the help and promotion of the most famous, respected, and beloved celebrities and influencers in the world. And the, you know what their slogan was? I'm all in. Are you? I'm all in. Are you? Oh, that's a good one. 844-500-4242. So the New York Times has a big softball story about this guy, Sam Bankman-Fried. Do you know who wrote the story? The New York Times sent to write the story about Sam Bankman-Fried, the hyphen Fried, a reporter named David Yaffe hyphen Bellany. I'm sure they hit it right off. Samuel Bankman hyphen Fried. And his Boswell, David Yaffe, hyphen Bellin.
And I get compliments on the hyphen.
Sure you would, yeah. Mm-hmm.
It begins that he sounded, SBF sounded surprisingly calm. Well, he was being interviewed by a hagiographer, a fluffer. The empire built by which is being denounced on social media, as you might expect. The empire built by Mr. Bankman-Fried, which was once compared to titans of finance like J.P. Morgan and Warren Buffett. Those guys actually had money. Those guys actually produced things like railroads or textiles or newspapers. What did SBF ever produce other than Democrat victories in the midterm elections? Let's see here. He wasn't sharing information with key staff. Despite the billions that venture capitalists poured into the company, FTX had none of those outside investors on its boards. In the Bahamas, Mr. Bankman-Fried led a sometimes cloistered existence, surrounded by a small coterie of colleagues, some of whom were in romantic relationships with other FTX employees. He lived in a 5-bedroom penthouse in the Albany Resort's Orchid Building with Ms. Ellison, Mr. Singh, Mr. Wang, and 6 others. He had moved to the Bahamas in 2021. Mr. Bankman-Fried said he and Ms. Ellison were no longer in a romantic relationship. Well, he's in the Bahamas, and the cops are keeping an eye on him, and she's fled to Hong Kong, supposedly on her way to Dubai, which she doesn't seem to think has an extradition treaty with the U.S. It's kind of hard. That, talk about a long-distance relationship from the Bahamas to Hong Kong heading for Dubai. Must be difficult. Mr. Bankman's Fried's circle of colleagues was bound by a commitment to effective altruism, a charitable moment that urges adherents to give away their wealth in efficient and logical ways. Some have suggested that it was a scam and that people who wanted to get money to the right causes should have donated to Honest Howie's carbon credits. A totally legit charity dedicated to saving polar bears and penguins. In the interview with the New York Times with Mr. David Yaffe Bellany, Mr. Bankman-Fried declined to discuss the prospect of prison time. It's always a disappointment. That's what we used to say in Somerville. Always a disappointment getting jail time. People can say all the mean things they want about me online. In the end, what's going to matter to me is what I've done and what I can do. He can give more money to Democrats. That's what he can do. 844-500-4242. Baxter, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Baxter.
Hey, good evening, Howie. Hey, who knew that the Three Stooges, Larry Fine's grandson, was going to do so well?
You know, he looks like him, too. That's even better than Bob Dylan or John Belushi, I think. You're right, Baxter. Good call.
Yeah, Howie, yeah, listen, I'm going to make some money off this FTX, and I'm going to share it with you, okay? So I'm going to give you a little insider information here. So,
you're going to sell short? I think it's too late to sell short.
No, but here it is. I'm going to give it to you, Howie, right now. So I'm a huge F1 Formula One race fan. So the Mercedes team, they have a merch shop on the F1 site, and I just bought a hat for the Formula One race driver, Lewis Hamilton. And on the hat is embroidered FTX, because they're one of the sponsors. So
really?
I found this hat, Howie. Yes.
Wow.
You can get the hat on. Yes, it's still available, Howie. It's going
to
be.
You know, I used to work for the same company that owned one of the Shillville sports stations. I still have a hat somewhere that says Patriots 17-0.
That's going to be a big eBay score down the road, Howie.
FTX, I think it is. I think it is. Remember when they busted Madoff and he was wearing the hat from some country club and everybody was suddenly looking for the looking for that hat for weeks afterwards? Thanks for the call, Baxter. So that's the FTX. Well, you know, if you want to go to a Miami Heat game, I would assume that even now the ticket says FTX Arena, right? Again, like I said, I think they're going to change the name to Ponzi Pavilion down the road. Or maybe name it after Bernie Madoff. You know, the Bernie Arena, the Madoff Arena. 844-500-4242. It's the 21st century, says 917. The hyphen is implied. You don't have to say it or explain it every single time. No, but I do. When I'm dealing with David Yaffe hyphen Bellany and Sam Bankman hyphen Fried, I do have to name it. I do have to do it every single time. 844-500-4242. Steve, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Steve.
Yes, Howie. How are you? Yeah, I just wanted to make a couple of comments on the 2024 election, and I think talk about Republican candidates I think might be suitable. Regarding Trump, I'm not terribly enthusiastic about him running again, particularly when we have someone like DeSantis, who has done a tremendous job. Excuse me, my voice is a little dry. Has done a tremendous job down in Florida. You know, he's shown he has the intellect and the abilities to get things done. And I really think and also he's young with energy. And
how do your neighbors feel? Are your neighbors, your cohorts, the people you hang out with, are they deserting Trump too?
Well, yeah, I kind of hang out with different types of people, and I think, generally speaking, you have your hardcore people who just love Trump, and see, the thing is I am not ideologically opposed to a lot of things he says. I mean, I don't like the way he talks sometimes, and I think he makes denigrating remarks to people when it's not necessary, and he probably shouldn't do it at all. But in other words, well, do you remember back in 2016, Howie, when he put his first position paper up on his website? If you remember that. Well, anyway, that first position paper was very good. The theme of it was, pause.
That's probably the one Ann Coulter claims she wrote, because she claims she wrote some of those position papers for him in 2016, and he didn't follow through, and that's why she has turned on him. But I got to take a break. But thanks for the call, Steve. I love MyPillow's products. I sleep on their pillows. I wear their slippers. I even got a brand new bed for my house in Florida here. But there's one thing that makes my night complete, and that's MyPillow's bed sheets. They look and feel great, which means an even better night's sleep for me. And you know how much I value my sleep. These sheets are luxurious and ultra soft. For a limited time only, Howie Carr listeners can get MyPillow's amazing sheets for as little as $29.98. That's right, as little as $29.98. Trust me, you will love them. They have a 10-year warranty on all products, and right now they're extending their 60-day money-back guarantee. That's right, orders placed between now and Christmas, December 25th, will have their money-back guarantee extended through March 1st, 2023. Happy holidays to everyone. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener's Square. You'll find this amazing offer and more. Call 800-658-4965 or go to MyPillow.com. Don't forget the code word Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Follow Howie on Twitter, at Howie Carr Show. You won't regret it. There's no silencing him. They've tried.
You're not going to intimidate me. I'm entitled to my opinion.
Howie Carr.
The Miami Heat were supposed to get $135 million from FTX over 19 years for the naming rights to their pavilion. They're still due 3 years. Good luck getting that. Good luck getting that money from FTX. 844-500-4242. Mike, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, Howie. I don't know much about what happened with the whole FTX thing. I'm just tuning in now, but I had to share this with you after hearing the guy with the baseball cap. There's a Chinese restaurant I go to out west of Worcester, out in Central Mass, and over the past 2 months, they switched over their fortune cookies.
Yeah.
And I figured, it's Brandon. They went with something cheaper, whatnot. I open up the fortune cookie twice. This happened, and you open up the fortune. It's got some crappy fortune that makes no sense. Some of it's about investing. And I look on the back. It's the FTX logo.
Really?
I'm not kidding. I wish I had a picture. I could send it to you.
I think that'd be a nice tweet. I don't think that'd be worth much on eBay, but it would be a funny tweet. FTX is buying fortune cookies. That's their marketing plan. That and spending, I think they spent $30 million supposedly on the Super Bowl ad between buying it and paying off Larry David to do it. $30 million for an ad. That's the kind of crazy money that they had. But it wasn't real money. It was stolen. Basically, it was a Ponzi scheme. Thanks for the call, Mike. Tom, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Tom.
So I got a fortune cookie. It said a good way to stay healthy is to eat more Chinese food. Very similar marketing scheme. But I'm calling because I want to make a quick comment about Mitch McConnell. He's a cancer to the conservative movement, and I don't know how to get him out other than just time. I mean, he is an older gentleman, but
right,
for the past
he's pushing
years,
80.
Whenever I got the unsolicited calls from the RNC looking for donations, I tell them the same thing every time. That is, you will not get a penny from me until Mitch McConnell is shown the door. And it took, like I said, 3 or 4 years, but they stopped calling me. The point I'm trying to make is I want people to speak with their friends, their conservative friends, Republican friends, and get on the same
Herschel Walker's campaign is telling people give money to us directly, to our campaign. Don't give any money to any of these other campaigns, because they're splitting it 90% for them and 10% for Herschel Walker. He can use the money 100% for himself. And they also put the Trump pack in that group. That they said, don't give it to Trump. We need the money more than Trump needs it right now. I'll read you that story when we come back. Hang on, everybody. We'll take more calls when we come back. I'm Howie Carr.